Good morning, everybody. Welcome to your Friday edition of Holy Commutes. That's Holy Commutes, the only show in Wiffle Ball that gives you daily content from around the Wiffle world. My name is Justin Tompkins, and again, this is your Friday edition. I am your Friday morning host. We didn't have a Friday afternoon host last time, and I don't know if we have one today either, so I'll be giving the same weird send-off at the end of the day. Wanted to chat with everybody. This is going to be a relatively short one because I'm doing it on my ride home Thursday night, and I'm going to go get hammered. But I just wanted to talk about something that I saw this weekend in Wiffle Ball. Now, this past weekend was kind of a big one for the Wiffle community. Mid-Atlantic had a tournament, and everyone who follows Fast Pitch follows, you know, everyone who follows Fast Pitch, the Fast Plastic Palisades, you know, historical style, follows Mid-Atlantic. And obviously cares very deeply about those tournaments. But what also happened this weekend is the Golden Stick Yard League had their first tournament of the year. And I was lucky enough to play in that one. I played with the meets with Jimmy and Kayvon. And I want to kind of discuss our experience a little bit this weekend because, and this is going to just be like a 10-minute long advertisement for what Rob and Foodman do down here, but God, they put out a great tournament. So the Yard League is about half an hour from my house. It's in Eisenhower Park on Long Island. You know, I grabbed coffee and a bagel and headed there. Met Jimmy there. We were afraid. We had heard reports that Kayvon was dead. He had played the day before. Turns out he was not, in fact, not dead, and was absolutely our MVP all day long, without question. Now, sorry, I'm a little dry throat today. Now, Jimmy and I kind of didn't play that well. Jimmy pitched a lot. I kind of just got on base. Jimmy forgot how to hit after the first game, yada, yada, yada. That's not really what I want to talk about. I will say, and this kind of leads into it, that we did go 3-0 in pool play, got the number 4 seed, and went up against a team called the Outsiders. Now, the Outsiders, I think, went 2-1 in their pool. And I had watched them play a few games because they were on the field next to us. And, you know, your eyes drift a little bit when you're in a tournament. I don't know if everyone does that, but I do. Your eyes drift a little bit when you hear, you know, big hitting or, you know, some guys getting excited on another field, and these guys were kind of bringing it all day long, and I was like, okay. And the Outsiders were specifically interesting because they had played their second tournament ever. Now I don't know if these guys had really played a lot of competitive wiffle ball or even like backyard before that, but they said this was their second tournament ever. And we go into the bracket saying, okay, you know, we got a pretty good draw. We're looking ahead. And we got shut the fuck out. Not only that, we only garnered 2 hits, and we ended up losing 1-0, which doesn't happen a lot in Yard. But what was amazing to see was that this team that had played in one tournament prior to that one, and I think some of their team had played a little bit in the Mid-Atlantic tournament, and they apparently played in a tournament with Vin Lee down in the Bronx Royals had a tournament or something. Anyway, these guys came up. They were, you know, instinctively pretty good hitters. Some of the more challenging pitches that you'll see in wiffle ball, the ones that you know don't exist in baseball, don't exist in any other type of bat and ball sport, you know, some of those got them a little bit, and you know, but they hit the ball around a little bit, They hit a couple of balls over our heads, and they just generally played, you know, very well for a team of new players. And not only that, but they had a pitcher that absolutely shut us down. And he, for, you know, what he threw, for his experience, he had a great repertoire of pitches. Which kind of brings me around to my point, is that that experience, like, really kind of symbolizes why I think, it's part of the reason why I personally play wiffle ball, is because I want to get new people interested in the sport. And to see a brand new team come out and beat a pretty solid squad, and not only that, but limit our lineup, which had been, you know, kind of, you know, Kayvon, I think, had like 10 home runs or something like that on the day. They limited our lineup to, you know, a Kayvon hit, and I got one. I mean, to run out and do that to a team of pretty experienced wiffle ball players is incredible. And yeah, they lost their next game, but you know, I was very happy to see a new team. I wasn't exactly thrilled to be the ones to lose to them, but I was very happy to see a new team come out and have a little success. And boy, you know, when you first get into wiffle ball and you first kind of do that travel thing, and not everybody who listens to this has traveled, but when you first do the travel thing, you get so amped up for travel tournaments. It's a big weekend for you, and this really wasn't even a travel tournament. It's just kind of a big tournament. And there were 26 teams at this thing, and they made the final eight. So, you know, really kudos to them. The Outsiders from the Yard League, again, I will say it, they kind of brought it back to what it's supposed to be all about. They came out there, they had fun. When they beat us, you should have seen, you know, how happy they were. I mean, they were generally ecstatic and just really happy to be playing this ridiculous game that we play. Yeah, so that's kind of the end of my rant. Again, shout out to, it's not a rant, it was actually a good thing today. Just made me happy to see, kind of reminds me why I play, and, you know, it really bodes well for the future of the sport if we can keep growing like this. But kind of the main points I wanted to touch on today. I'm not gonna do the draft style things that everyone else is doing, because I hate that. Not to disparage them, but I don't really love that. Anyway, again, shout out to Rob, Bob, Longeru, and Foodman, also known as Anthony Doria. They run a great show down here on Long Island. The Golden Stick Yard is honestly the most fun format I play in all year. I mean, I love the OCWA format, but I just kind of love the camaraderie around the league. But Yard League kind of combines that competitive edge with medium pitch. And, you know, you get a great mix of guys. I mean, 26 teams at a tournament. It's outstanding. Very outstanding numbers, and kudos to them. I know they're going four straight weeks, so we'll see how attrition affects them. I know personally I am not playing this week. The meets are out for this one, unfortunately, but I have some other things going on in my life, as does Jimmy and as does Kayvon. So we're all kind of out for this one, but we're hoping to make it to another one this year. And then we're really absolutely going to the Yard Open this year, which is probably outside of like charity tournaments, it's the most fun thing I do all year. And I've only ever played in the Yard Open once. So I'm really looking forward to getting back there. But Yeah, this has been your Friday edition. I kind of did this off the cuff today again because I'm putting together the first ever Meatcast, which will be your favorite America's Wiffleball team here. Your favorite group of idiots. We're going to have me, Ryan, Jimmy, and Dolph on the airwaves. And, yeah, we're just going to bullshit for about half an hour and then, you know, fuck off. As I speak, Tiger Woods is kind of holding even at Muirfield. And Bryson DeChambeau is still over par. So tune in next week to kind of see the results of that one, because there is some heavy betting on... I shouldn't say heavy, but there's all sorts of betting and four-way bets and side bets on the Bryson-Tiger action for this weekend. So again, this is Justin Tompkins. I'm signing off. I have nothing left to say today. So again, Holy Commutes, follow us on Twitter, Holy with an E, Daily Wiffleball Show. See ya!